ready? Welcome back to the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Mike Randall. It's week 15. You're in the fantasy football playoffs, and you need to know how you did, what you should do in the future, who's hot, who's not, all the moves you need to make, and that's why I'm here with you late Sunday night reviewing all the action from week 15. Two more games still upcoming tomorrow night. Remember, join us here at FTNFantasy.com. Tomorrow, Monday, when you're listening to this, is the last day of our early bird special for MLB, our MLB fantasy package led by the great Vlad Sedler. Cannot be beat. I am back in fantasy baseball this year because of it. Join us here at the early bird special over FTN Fantasy. And as always, we are sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code FTN, get up to a $1,000 match bonus. The playoff competitions are here. You can jump on in, best ball, get ready, get yourself some action, whether you're in the fantasy football playoffs or not. But without further ado, let's go to week 15 and get through all incredible action. Thursday night game, sort of a surprise, low-scoring game, Rams 12, Niners 6. Matt Stafford, 160 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but no turnovers total, which is fine. Puka Nacua, 7 for 97, struggled but got there late, including a 51-yard reception. Colby Parkinson, 2 for 21, Hunter Long, 2 for 17, and Cooper Kupp, 0 for 0. Zero receptions on 3 targets, 0 yards. That one's going to hurt. DeMarcus Robinson was questionable coming in the game, 0 for 0 for him also. On the ground, Kyren Williams, very solid, no touchdowns, but 29 carries, 108 yards. Blake Corum had 3 carries, 5 yards, also had 2 catches, 15 yards, so he's getting worked in slowly. For San Francisco, very disappointing. Isaac Garrido was questionable, had 57 rushing yards and 4 catches for 18 yards, so that was okay. Brock Purdy struggled, 14 of 31, 142, 1 interception, only 3 yards on the ground. That was a brutal performance from someone that I thought was for sure a QB1 this week. The receivers, Deebo Samuel, wanted the ball, got 7 targets, had some drops, 3 receptions, just 16 yards, and 2 carries for 3 yards. Brutal across the board. George Kittle, 4 for 61. Juwan Jennings, 2 for 31. That is it. Niners are in trouble. They're on the outside looking into the playoffs. They fall to 6-8. Rams now 8-6, right in the thick of the playoff race, trying to catch Washington Commanders. Rams win 12-6 on Thursday Night Football. Chiefs win on the road, just keep rolling. 13-1 the Chiefs are now. They win 21-7 at the Browns. But the story here, Patrick Mahomes hurt late in the fourth quarter, walked off. I believe I'm hearing he's week to week with an ankle injury. That is the question. How serious is it? Looks like he's going to miss next week at least. But I think he avoided long-term injury. We have to wait and see. He had 159 passing yards, 2 touchdowns. Kareem Hunt, revenge game, 13 carries, 45 yards. Isaiah Pacheco, 13 carries, only 32 yards. Xavier Worthy ran one in. He had 3 carries for 30 yards. Also, 6 receptions for 46 yards, led the receivers. DeAndre Hopkins, 5 for 36. Cleveland did a good job on him. Travis Kelce, another disappointment, 4 for 27. The receiving touchdowns went to Juju Smith-Schuster, his only catch of the day. And Noah Gray, of course, 2 for 21 and a score. For Cleveland, Jameis Winston, 16 for 25, 146, and 3. Count of 3 interceptions. The clock has struck 12 on good old Jameis. Dorian Thompson-Robinson came in. He threw one more interception just for good measure, so 4 total for the Browns. Jerome Ford, 7 for 84, 1 touchdown, 62-yard rushing touchdown. Nick Chubb injured as well, out for the rest of the game, and I believe for the rest of the year. Injury, I believe it's a shoulder for Nick Chubb. Just so disappointing and frustrating for him. He's worked so hard to get back. 9 carries, 41 yards. Jerry Jeudy, a lot of garbage time, did all right. 14 targets, 11 receptions, 108 yards. Jordan Akins, 3 for 30 because David Njoku was not active. And then Ford, 2 for 20. And that was it. 21-7. Chiefs win 13-1. They needed it because it looked like Mahomes is going to be out next week. 21-7 at the Browns. Browns fall to 3-11. High-scoring game of the day, or one of them at least. Bengals 37, Titans 27, Joe Burrow, death taxes, and another 3 touchdowns for Joe Burrow. 271 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Lost a fumble, but certainly had the touchdowns up on the board. Jamar Chase, 9 for 94, no touchdown. T. Higgins, 5 for 88, and a score. Chase Brown just dominating. Just a fantastic second half for Chase Brown. 97 rushing yards and a touchdown, 3 receptions, 16 yards, and a touchdown. Mike Gesicki only 3 for 37. For the Titans, Will Levis was horrific. 3 interceptions, was replaced by Mason Rudolph. The Titans do not have a quarterback, that is for sure. Mason Rudolph, 209, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, was a lot better than Levis. Pollard, Tony Pollard was questionable. He played 17-45 and a score. Tajay Spears, though, came in when Pollard got hurt. 6 for 87 and a score. Pollard came back in, but Spears took over. Got 1 on the ground and then 1 through the air. 6 receptions, 87 yards coming in to Sunday Night Football. Tajay Spears looking like the running back 1 for the entire Week 15. Chigo Kongwa, big game. 10 targets, 8 receptions, 59 yards. Calvin Ridley, really disappointing. 3 for 41. Josh Wild caught a touchdown as well. 37-27. Titans now 3-11, 1-6 at home. Bengals 6-8, still hanging in the playoff race, win by 10. Commanders 20, Saints 19 on what was bizarre that the clock stopped late and it should not have stopped, gave the Saints a chance at a two-point conversion that they did not get. Crazy. Commanders win 20-19. Jaden Daniels was great to start. 25 of 31, 226, two touchdowns, but the Saints kept moving it late. Had 66 yards on the ground. Daniels very solid. Brian Robinson, 21 for 65. Not a great day for him, but solid. Terry McLaurin, 7, 73, and 2. He is the only game in town in Washington. Even though his yards haven't been where they should be, he's catching touchdowns, and today he had some decent yardage and the touchdowns. Zacchaeus, 3 for 36. De'Ami Brown, 3 for 30. Not much anywhere else for New Orleans. Jake Haener started, 4 for 10, 49, one interception. Spencer Rattler came in, did a nice job, 135, one touchdown. Cedric Wilson threw a touchdown pass as well, so you had everybody playing quarterback here for the Saints, who, of course, are looking for the magic connections. Kendre Miller, 9 for 46. Alvin Kamara, only 5 for 12. Four receptions, 58 yards through the air, and a touchdown. Foster Moreau caught the other touchdown. MVS Marquez Valdes-Scantling, always good for a long catch, 2 for 64. Juwan Johnson, only 2 for 12. Commanders win 20-19. Commanders 9-5. They need it. Saints 5-9. Dropped to 5-9, but played well here in this game. Would have been a shame if Saints won it because the referee admitted he made an error at the end of the game. Ravens, massive game. Lamar Jackson, 5-5-5 touchdowns, 290 passing yards, 65 yards on the ground. Not a Derrick Henry game, 14 for 67. Justice Hill caught a touchdown pass. He was 5 for 61 and 1. Rashad Bateman had a huge game, 3 for 80 and 2. Zay Flowers, 6 for 53. Everybody played well. Mark Andrews caught a touchdown. Tez Walker caught a touchdown. Who didn't catch a touchdown? For the Giants, Tommy DeVito, 10 for 13, 68, got hurt. Tim Boyle came in, at least threw a touchdown to Malik Nabers, who was 10 for 82 and a score. Tyrone Tracy, not much on the ground. Devin Singletary scored. Wandell Robinson, only 4 for 38. Giants are suffering. Fall to 2-12, 35-14. Huge win for the Ravens. Now 9-5, setting up a big matchup in Week 16 with the Steelers at home. Texans win and clinch a playoff berth, 20-12 over the Dolphins. So the Dolphins would be better here. They were not. Tua Tagovailoa, 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown pass. That was it. Second half to Jonnu Smith. Malik Washington, 5 for 52. Jalen Waddle, no receptions, left the game with an injury. And after that, Tyreek Hill, only 2 for 36. Bizarre. Devon Achane, 41 rushing yards, but 7 receptions, 35 receiving yards, saved the day. For Houston, C.J. Stroud, 2 touchdowns, only 131 passing yards. On the ground, the Dolphins have a good run defense. No one talks about it. Stuck Joe Mixon for only 23 yards, but he did catch 5 for 33 through the air. Nico Collins, only 4 for 17, but had the two scores. Very Terry McLaurin-like line there for Nico Collins. Tank Dell, only 2 for 26. Texans, 9-5. Dolphins fall to 6-8. Needed this one, 20-12. Texans beat the Dolphins. Cowboys, big win. Played well. Panthers were favored for the first time in like 3 years, and they shouldn't have been. 30-14. Cowboys win. Cooper Rush, 3 touchdowns. Look at that. CeeDee Lamb, 9-116-1. The other two touchdowns went to Jalen Brooks and Jalen Tolbert. Jake Ferguson, only 2 for 23. Brandon Cooks, 3 for 34. Rico Dowdle, 25 carries, 149 yards. Incredible. He just did not have a touchdown. That's pretty much it. For the Panthers, Bryce Young's had better days. 219, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Chuba Hubbard couldn't get anything going against Dallas. Jalen Coker, 4 for 110 and 1, caught an 83-yard touchdown pass from Young to end the first half. Thielen, only 551. He was very frustrated. That was it. Young also lost 2 fumbles. Bad game for the Panthers. Fall to 3-11. Cowboys win 30-14. They're now 6-8. Panthers 3-11. J-E-T-S, Jets come back against the Jaguars. They were looking grim, and they come all the way back. Aaron Rodgers, 3 touchdown passes, helped our two-gun here finish 6th in the DraftKings World Championships. He threw 2 touchdowns to Devontae Adams, 9 for 198 and 2 for Devontae. Garrett Wilson, 356, caught the other one. Aaron Rodgers also ran, believe it or not, ran for 45 yards. Breece Hall got a touchdown late, 9 for 30, so he got one in the end zone. For Jacksonville, Mac Jones, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, the best that he could, 294. Brian Thomas, just a really under-the-radar rookie. He's had a phenomenal rookie season, 10 for 105 and 2. Brenton Strange caught a lot of balls late, 12 targets for Brenton Strange, 11 receptions, 73 yards. On the ground, Travis Etienne, 65 yards, Tank Bigsby, 42. Jets win 32-25, go to 4-10, Jaguars drop to 3-11. High-scoring game, which was surprising. Colts get up early on a 20-yard touchdown scamper by Anthony Richardson, but that was it. Broncos win 31-13 over the Colts. Bo Nix, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but 3 touchdowns. played well, though, second half. 23 rushing yards led the way. Broncos could not run on the Colts, which was surprising. Cortland Sutton, 3 for 32 and 1. Adam Trautman, 2 for 20 and 1. Nate Akins, 1 for 15 and 1. So Knicks, only 130 passing yards, but the 3 touchdowns was big. For Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson, 46 yards on the ground, including the touchdown, but 2 interceptions, which was a killer. Jonathan Taylor, 22 for 107, but lost the ball, tossed it away, running in, totally no one around him, running into the end zone, just dropped the ball on the 1 yard line, fumble out of bounds. Broncos got it back. That signifies the Colts' day. Michael Pittman, 6 for 58. Colin Granson, 3 for 47. Josh Downs was questionable, played only 3 for 32. Colts fall to 6-8 is a big game because they're battling the Broncos for that playoff. So Broncos get a big, big win. Now 9-5. Colts are 6-8. Broncos win 34-13. Game of the day. Bills stuck it to the Lions. Lions defense is just embattled with injuries. Could not stop the Bills. 48-42. Josh Allen, 2 touchdowns, 362 passing yards, 2 rushing scores on 68 rushing yards. James Cook, also great, 105 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns for him. Ty Johnson was the best receiver, 5 for 114. Keon Coleman caught 1 ball with a 64-yard catch. Dalton Kincaid, even 453. Dawson Knox, 242. Khalil Shakir, 6 receptions, most receptions on the team, only 39 yards, but a touchdown. Ray Davis also caught one. The only one who was MIA, Amari Cooper. For the Lions, Jared Goff did his part. This was not a Jared Goff 100-yard passing game. 494 passing yards and 5 touchdowns because they were trailing the whole game. Amara St. Brown went 14, 193, and 1. Him and Devontae Adams had a great day. Even Sam Laporta, 7 for 111. Jahmyr Gibbs, 5 for 83, and 1. Jameson Williams, 3 for 37, and 1. Gibbs only had 31 yards on the ground. Bills' run defense was very good today. That's normally been their weakness. He did have a rushing score. David Montgomery, only 5 carries, 4 yards, 4 receptions, 31 yards, and Tim Patrick got a touchdown, and Dan Skipper, the offensive lineman, got his second touchdown of the year. Trey McBride has 0. Dan Skipper has 1. Amazing. 48-42, Bills with a huge win, 11-3. They have a solid hold on that number 2 seed in the AFC. Lions now fall to 12-2, 6-2 at home. They're still fine, but the Packers and the Vikings are chasing them. Bills win 48-42. Eagles 27, Steelers 13. No George Pickens really hurt in this game, and TJ Watt went out late. Jalen Hurts, 2 touchdowns through the air, 1 on the ground, of course, 45 rushing yards. Saquon Barkley, 19 for 65. He was hurt, left the game, came back, nothing serious, but limited his production. A.J. Brown, squeaky wheel, 8 for 110 and 1. Devonta Smith, 11, 109 and 1. Played very well for the Steelers. Struggled all game. Russ, only 128 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 13 rushing yards on the ground. Did lose a fumble when he got sacked. Najee Harris, only 6 for 14, can't run on the Eagles. That defense with Vic Fangio defense is for real. No George Pickens killed them. Calvin Austin, 5 for 65. Pat Freiermuth, 3 for 22 and 1. Ben Skowronek, 1 for 17. Nothing here for Mike Williams, just 1 for 15. That was it. 27-13, Eagles led the whole way. We're very comfortable. Eagles now 12-2. Steelers fall to 10-4, but they clinch a playoff spot because some other losses. So they're in the playoffs next week. 6.5-point underdogs at Baltimore. Eagles win 27-13. Cardinals, nice win. Nice bounce back when they needed it. 7-7 now. Cardinals 30, Patriots 17. Kyler Murray, 224. He was injured for a little bit. Clayton Tune came in, but he came back in. James Conner, huge game. Most disrespected and underappreciated running back in fantasy football, period. 16, 110, and 2. Also caught 5 balls for 28. Trey McBride, 9 for 87. Led the team in targets, but no touchdowns. Greg Dortch, 3 for 60. Marvin Harrison Jr., only 2 for 32. Disappointing game for him. For the Patriots, Drake May only had 14 rushing yards, but did have a rushing score, 202 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Ramondre tried, 13 carries, only 69 yards. Cardinals' run defense is decent, even though Zach Charbonnet ate him up last week. Kendrick Bourne, 3 for 44. Austin Hooper, 3 for 38. Receiving touchdown went to Pop Douglas, who only had 3 catches for 11 yards, but did get the touchdown. Cardinals now 7-7, 30-17 over the Patriots, who fall to 3-11. But coming off their bye, they did compete well. Last game before the Sunday night game, Buccaneers stuck it to the Chargers, 40-17, shocked by this one. Baker Mayfield, 4 passing touchdowns, 1 interception, brilliant performance. Had 25 rushing yards as well, so that makes up for the interception, 288 passing yards. Bucky Irving, 15 for 117, started off slow but had a big 54-yard run, which changed the entire narrative. Rashad White, 15 for 64, also caught a touchdown, 2 for 17. Mike Evans is going to get that 1,000 yards. 9 for 159 and 2. Huge game for him. Jalen McMillan, the rookie, played really well. 5 for 75 and 1. Kate Otten only 2 for 24. That was disappointing. Just a solid game for the Buccaneers against a good Charger team. Justin Herbert, 195, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Buccaneers run defense showed up today. It's been up and down. Gus Edwards, nothing. 8 for 23. Couldn't get anything going out of the receiving game either. Ladd McConkey was scalding hot early. First drive, he had like three receptions. Ended with five receptions, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Stone Smart, 5 for 50, a good game as the tight end, except he lost a fumble late. Quentin Johnson, 5 for 45 and 1. DJ Chark even got in, only 2 for 16. But just a destruction by the Bucs, who go to 8-6. The Chargers are also 8-6, 40-17. Big win for the Buccaneers, who continue to perform very well the last couple years, despite people thinking that they're not that good. Big win for the Bucs. And the last game of the night, Sunday Night Football, Packers with a huge win, making a statement that I knew they would. Packers 30, Seahawks 13. Jordan Love, 20 of 27, 229, two touchdowns. Both of them go to Romeo Doubs, who's back. Christian Watson, 356, okay night. Josh Jacobs, solid, 26 for 94 and a touchdown. He dominated the first half, went right down the field, scored a touchdown on the first drive of the game. Also 442 through the air. Tucker Kraft, 2 for 34. Jaden Reed, 5 for 34. Not a huge night, but also had three carries for 27 yards, so they're trying to get him involved. For the Seahawks, Geno, 15-19, 149, one interception. Left the game with an injury. Sam Howell came in, horrific. 5 of 14 for 24 yards and an interception. Zach Charbonnet, 8 for 54, salvaged his night with a 24-yard touchdown run. Jackson Smith and Jigba has taken over as the wide receiver one in this offense. 12 targets, 10 receptions, 83 yards. DK Metcalf, another brutal performance, 3 for 28. Tyler Lockett, 1 for 22. And Noah Fant, 3 for 15. Packers now 10-4, 30-13 over the Seahawks, dropped to 8-6. Still in the running for the playoffs, but this was a tough loss at home. Would have really set them up nicely. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Mike Randall. Give a like, subscribe to this podcast. Jeff will be back on Wednesday. We are heading forward. It is week 16. This could be the fantasy championship for some of you. For some of you, it's the semifinals. It's a great time. We are at our best here at FTN Fantasy. Make sure you join us. Like, subscribe, become a part of the family. We have NBA, MLB coming up too. Right now, like I said, today is the last day for that early bird special. You want to get involved in college basketball right around the corner as well. That's going to do it. We'll see you next week. Week 16. Championships. Let's get them. Are you ready?